Hello?
Oh, hi, David. This is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good, too. Thank you for asking. I was actually following up. I understand that you called in earlier and you had some questions about our services.
Yeah.
Okay, I can help you. So Sean put some basics as far as the notes in here, and I understand that you already have a business and you have a Google Business page, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about your business. How long have you owned it?
About a year now.
Oh, congratulations. You know, they say the first 6 months is the hardest, so at least you're over that hump, right?
Right.
Good for you. And then what type of work do you focus on? Is it primarily like remodels and renovations, things like that?
No. I don't know. Heavy equipment rental company for like skid steers and excavators and stuff along those lines.
Oh, okay. Let me fix that. He put in contractors, so I didn't. Okay, heavy equipment, skid steers, rental. Okay, rentals.
Mainly focusing on rental of the heavy equipment.
Got it. And where are you located?
I'm in Inman, South Carolina.
Okay. And then do you currently have a website or a business Facebook or anything like that?
Yeah, we have a business Facebook, a website, stuff like that.
Okay, good. And then typically for those type of rentals, how far do people come from? Is it, you know, mostly local
Somewhere like an hour or two away.
Okay, so that's what I was thinking, mostly local, but depending on what type of equipment they need, they might come from an hour or two away, right?
Right.
Okay, up to an hour or two away. Oh, I found your website. Okay. So,
yeah.
Okay. Is it called PLC Point and Prep LLC?
Rent and Prep, yeah.
Okay. Rent and Prep LLC. Okay. Ooh, you know what? It's so dark on the logo. I could barely read it on the site. But my contacts are fuzzy today, too. So that's... It's probably on my end. Okay. So what I would definitely recommend for you would be what's called our Platinum Package. So what this would do is it would give you the most dominant internet presence locally, put your business on the first page locally when they're looking for rentals or heavy equipment rentals, and get your phone ringing with new business. Okay, so what that would mean is that we would promote you on the first page of Google and Bing for the categories in your area, and not only on those search engines, but we would also promote you on some of the popular directories as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Mm-hmm.
So, yep, that's a different search result altogether. Okay, so once we program you into the mobile platform, now you're going to come available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And that's also a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. And then part of the reason I was asking you about if you had, you know, the business Facebook is because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. And it's really cool how it works. You know how when you do a search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your business Facebook, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we would make sure that if they're searching for any of your equipment rental options, that next time they go on there, Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for your company coming up. So it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients, you know, coming from the social media options. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system, which will show you, you know, how many new clients are coming from Google, how many new clients are coming from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they're typing in to find you. And if they're, you know, using their GPS directions to locate you, you'll even see which zip codes they're coming from. So that way everything is very transparent. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how did you find out about our services?
Honestly, I think so. I saw someone else searching it up, and I mean, I just got a picture of, I was like looking for advertisement, and I got a picture of your guys' website, so I just searched you guys up and just called you guys.
Oh, very cool. Okay. So, the reason I ask is because you're a fairly new business of a year, you would qualify for our new in business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing, and it'll set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 that would go on the first payment only, and that would mean it would be just a initial investment of $398, and then each month it's $299, and you would be grandfathered into that rate where it would never go up. Okay. And then because we're a month-to-month program, we allow you to try the program, track the actual, you know, revenue and results that you're receiving, and pay as you go. And that's the beauty of it is, you know, you have the opportunity to try it. And let's say that somewhere down the road you ended up canceling, which I know that you wouldn't because nobody cancels on profit, you know, and I know that you wouldn't either. But let's say that you, you know, at some point you did. Worst case scenario is at that point you would have a stronger, more dominant internet presence than you have right now, because everything that we would create for you, you'd always have that for your business. So, you know, with that being said, you know, being that this is a month-to-month program, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Mm-hmm. I have a question, though. Let's say someone
sure.
else tries has the same exact thing as me. You guys provide the same exact package to them, but then I'll be competing with him through my own company in the sense of advertising.
So we only work with one company per category per area to ensure that the one client that we work with gets the maximum amount of phone calls. So when you gave me your information and you told me that you were in Inman, I looked up to see if we had another provider in 29349, and I didn't see that we had another client currently in the heavy equipment rental in that zip code. So that's the only reason I could bring you on board. Because if I had another, it would be kind of like me and my husband going to an auction and we would be bidding on the same item. It would be counterproductive. So if I had another client that was utilizing this program, then I could still sell you some Google pay-per-click ads or something like that, you know, but I wouldn't be able to offer you this program.
Right, right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the Google pay-per-click ads, what those are is they run at the top of the page, and you pay per click, and those are constantly rotating off. So they could be sold to you or they could be sold to anybody else out there because, you know, once the budget is eaten up, you know, then another company rotates on. It's, you know, that type of a situation. But with the companies that show on the first page in the local map section, it's the highest revenue generating section online because the businesses are there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with unlimited clicks. And because it's unlimited, there's only limited availability there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's best to hop on board as soon as possible with type of deal.
Yeah, I would. I mean, especially if you're a newer business and you're wanting to get your name out there, because, you know, if you have a weaker internet presence, something like this is only going to beef that up and give you the most dominant internet presence locally and get your phone ringing, you know, so that you can see the magnitude of what this will do for your business. You know, and that's the beauty of it, is we give you the opportunity to try it and really base your decision on performance, you know, and actual results.
Mm-hmm. Right. I have a question. Is it possible to, like, reserve, let's say, the spot till, like, Monday?
Yes, but what's causing the hesitation or the difference between now and Monday? Is it just that the $398 is a stretch on the budget or not available till Monday? Or is it that you wanted to talk to someone? Or
I just have a team that I talk to and just oversee everything that I'm, like, going to be signing up for. Is it beneficial? Is it enough? Is it worth it? You know, I like to get not just one opinion, but multiple opinions, in the sense of trying to see what's the best decision to make. Because you don't become a millionaire on one guy's shoulders, so.
Oh, that's a good phrase. I like that. So I'm a believer that there's wisdom in the multitude of counsel, David. So I absolutely want you to get your team involved. I wouldn't want you to do anything unless everybody was, you know, 100% comfortable. If you calculate this out, it comes to only about $9 a day to increase your business. There is no contract, so it's fully cancelable at any time if you're not happy. So I'm pretty sure that they wouldn't be opposed to you at least trying it, you know. But if you want to get their blessing on it, so to speak, you know, I wouldn't mind if you put me on hold and called them. You know, I can wait for you, because the reality of it is, you know, I did a little query while we were talking just to see in your category in the Inman area what's trending right now. And just over the last 30 days in your area, there were 1,018 searches conducted on Google in the keywords that relate to your category. So what that tells me is that there is a solid book of business in your backyard, right? But the problem is that you have a weaker internet presence, so it's slipping through your fingers. And it's not your fault. You've done everything that you should as of yet. You have a website, you have a business Facebook, but you're so new. So how can you compete with those established companies out there, right? So this is something that's going to give you that established internet presence, because our specialty is in exposure, right? So we'll give you that spotlight position on the first page so you can capture that business. But also we're going to focus on conversion, so that when a potential client sees you, they'll already have that warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in hiring you prior to picking up the phone and calling you. And how that's done is by the content creation. So when we create the listings, we'll upload pictures and photos and examples of your work. We'll promote that you're a trusted business in the community, and reviews will start coming in once the business is verified on Google. So all of that will, like I say, create that comfortability with those potential clients to start using your service right away. Now, I don't want you to think that I'm saying in any way, shape, or form, you know, oh, you know, sign up with the program and, you know, 1,018 new clients are going to come flooding in, because that's not realistic, right? But what we do know is that statistically speaking, 87% of consumers will hire off the first page. So for you as a small business, even a percentage of that is going to be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business. So, you know, again, I know that, you know, $9 a day, you know, the team is definitely not going to be opposed to it. But if you want to get their blessing on it, I definitely don't mind if you, you know, put me on hold and had a talk with them.
Right, right. What's a good number if I wanted to, let's say I couldn't reach them right now, if I could call you back?
It's 877.
Wait, hold on, let me write it down. Yeah, 877
635. I'm texting it to you too. Do you get text on this number?
Yeah.
Uh huh. And then it's 6225 extension 777. And my name again is Tina.
877-635.
6225.
6225.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
then, yep. And then I'll send you a link to our pricing page. Don't fall off your chair when you see this. It's going to show you that the platinum package sells on our website for $599 monthly with a $299 setup fee. Okay. And that's the one that you absolutely need. But, I'm putting you, or I'm applying that new in business rate, which is a 50% reduction, but it also cuts the setup fee down to a third. So you're getting that same package for just $299 monthly.
I would be paying.
It would be $299 month to month. And then the setup fee would be reduced to just $99. So should you decide to move forward, you'll get an email that says terms and conditions, and it will show you that you're getting everything within that platinum package, and you would only be paying that $299 monthly. And then you'd acknowledge it with your e-signature so that you would be grandfathered into that rate and ensure that it would never go up. So it's not going to matter, you know, it's not going to matter if you, you know, start out slow and, you know, take on 5 clients in a month, or if you grow your business and take on 50 clients in a month. Either way, you're just, you know, paying that same flat rate.
Mm-hmm. Can you guys track all of the clients that come through the website and whatnot?
Yep. Yep, through the client dashboard, you'll have the tracking that shows you the keywords, the zip codes they're coming from. You'll see all of the activity, whether it's coming from Google, whether it's coming from Facebook. You'll even be able to see when they post a review for you. So you'll be able to see everything in real time.
And what is it? Do you guys, so it all works through my website, or do you guys make another website or what?
We could do either or. So typically if somebody has their own website, we would promote their website. They don't need another website, you know, and typically if you start making multiple websites, that becomes conflicting with Google, right? But if you're not happy with your website, we could definitely build one for you. If you have your own website, then we won't touch the website in any way, shape, or form. But we would attach it to all the listings and then promote it on the listings so that now your website would be in a position to bring you clients. Because if not, you know, trust me, I've been doing this for almost 14 years. I've talked to so many clients that have spent tens of thousands of dollars building these beautiful sites that have all the bells and whistles on them, and then they tell me that they've never gotten one client from it. And that happens because if a website doesn't get exposure, it'll never bring them a client, right? So that's the beauty of it, is that, you know, once you start working with us, we'll attach the website to everything and then optimize the listings. So now the site will be able to actually bring you clients.
Mm-hmm. What if, let's say I have to work some kinks out on the website. How does that even work? Let's say, like, I can't have people clicking on my website because I have to do internal work through booking and whatnot. How does that work?
So the links on your site, they don't work yet?
I mean, everything works. It's just we're like going through a few kinks right now with setting up the booking status of it, in a sense. Mm-hmm. So there is a rental company, let's say, booking site that's attached to my website, where if someone adds something to their cart and they want to book it, it would go into my booking and put it into a reservation, and my office could see it, and then we would expect it, let's say the person to come, let's say Thursday, instead of them calling us saying, oh, we need to book it this day, I need my information here, and you get what I mean? It's all just done through the website and then just thrown into my booking. With that, we're still figuring out some like few things on the website and it throws in correctly, right, so that it doesn't get overbooked and whatnot, and it shows the availability of what we have instead of just saying, oh yeah, it's always available when someone has it out, and then someone, let's say, books it through the website and it's not available, they come here and they're like, what, like, why did it show it was available if it wasn't? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see. So I'll send you a sample of one of our websites. We usually just build in a contact form. So usually all we do on our sites, because they're highly rankable Google compliant sites, where the contact form will show, like if somebody wants to know if a certain piece of equipment is available, they would put in their name, their phone number, their email address and ask what's available. And then it would come to you and you would follow up on it. It wouldn't be like an automatic, thing that they would say, oh, we want to book this piece of equipment for this date and time. So your site, if you can work out the kinks, would probably work better. We could probably build something similar to what you have on a special request, but I don't know, you know, what the pricing on that would be. I'd have to check with the web development team. But if you want something more simple, like one of, you know, the sites that I'm texting you right now, I could probably get an override and get it included for you with the package, that you could use in the meantime until you get your kinks worked out. You know what I mean? Just so that you don't miss out on clients. Because what I always tell people is the contact form that we build into the site, most people aren't even going to get to that form, because most people, when they see you on the first page, they're going to click to call you or go to your website for immediate contact, right? So they're going to have no need to fill out that form. But for the ones that do, the only reason they're doing it is because they're at work or they're with family, so they can't fill out the form right that second. So with those rare occurrences, you'll get a lead coming through the site that you can follow up on. And because those leads are coming through the Google listing, they're free of charge, meaning they're included in the package. But you probably could build something like that on your site already. You know what I mean? You could, because you already have a contact link on your site. So you could, while you're working your kinks out, rather than just having on your contact page, you have like a box that says book with a call. Maybe you could build in, you know, enter your name, your phone number, your email, so somebody could, like, you know, get back with them, you know, which probably happens if they click on that, right? Book with a call?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think you probably have that same feature. So yeah, I think probably, you know, your site would work better once the kinks are worked out.
Of course.
Yeah.
So with that, it's, for the time being, you would throw in the site so that if someone does click on it while we're working out our stuff, they would just, like, let's say, send us a text message or like call us, and I'll be able to get calls instead of just them just losing. You get it?
Yeah, you would get calls anyway, whether your site's promoted or whether this one would be promoted. But if, matter of fact, open up the, if you can, did you get the text? I sent you three texts. One has my contact info. The second has the pricing. But the third one says Local Splash, use our conversion-driven mobile responsive sites. And then this one's for a landscaping service. Obviously, yours would be created for your industry, but I just wanted to send you a quick sample so you could see it. Did you get that? It says Landscaping Services, Chapel Hill. Okay. So if you open it, it'll open up where it says Ward Landscapes and Hardscapes. You can see that request information form is right at the top. So that's the form that I'm talking about. So most people, if they see you on Google and they see, oh, you have heavy equipment rentals and they see what you offer, they're going to call you right away, right? Or they'll click to your site. And if they can't call you right away, they'll plug in their name and address and hit contact, and then you'll get the lead, right? But if you scroll down in the our services.
Would the lead go to a phone number, or where would that go?
It would go to your email and your phone number, so you get it in two different formats.
Okay.
And then in the R services, you would probably want to upload the products that you have here, you know, what type of rentals that you offer, right? And maybe put, you know, call for availability or something like that. And then at the bottom, there's a map with the service area, your logo, your phone number would be available down here at the bottom, as well as at the top on a click-to-call feature. You know, so if they're on a smartphone, they don't have to dial it. They can just click it, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you said you could throw that in with the,
yes.
Let's say, okay.
With the package. Yeah, typically it's $400 extra, but I could get an override and include it for you for free.
Okay. If I could call you back, let's say within an hour, and let you know, or maybe even, let's say, max Monday, would that be possible?
Yeah, you can. No problem. Let me just put a note in here about the site that you probably want to use that in the interim. Okay, I put that in here. Okay, great. So, yeah, and please do me this favor. If your team has any questions also, pass my number along, because I'd be more than happy to answer any questions that they have as well, okay?
Right, for sure.
Okay, so you're all good.
I
appreciate you too, David. I enjoyed talking to you. Have a great rest of your day too.
Me too. All right, I'll call you back as soon as I get a yes or a no from them.
Sounds good. Okay. Do they usually kind of pitch in on this with you, or are you the one that pays and you're just wanting to kind of make sure that they all like it?
It's more of like, I run the company, right? And it's just, I like to have their opinions on it. Is it worth it? Is it not? Is it something that you think that would boost it? You know what I mean? Of course, advertising will boost anything. You know what I mean? It's just, I want to get an opinion.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, no problem. Okay, so yeah, talk to them and then call me back. And let me see here. You guys are on Eastern time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just so you, we're in Southern California, so we're here 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., so Monday through Friday. So you can always reach me if you have some questions later, okay?
Right. Okay, perfect. I appreciate you.
Awesome. All right, you're welcome, and happy Valentine's Day, too.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Okay, talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye-bye.